We're going back in time. Remember this.
Ocean FM.
Cui car tri do hen. Agus mar a gwrt me egin os gildar aiglish yn cio.
Ocean FM, your official station for Fla Cilna Héireann 2015.
Well, it's 6 years, believe it or not, since the last All-Ireland Fla Ciol was held in Sligo back in 2015. And of course, it was also held in 2014 in Sligo. No All-Ireland Fla Ciol in the traditional format this year, again due to COVID. But Sligo has been chosen as the host of Fla Fest, which gets underway on Sunday next with the first of five live concerts in the Peace Park in Sligo Town. And there are all sorts of events and competitions taking place in Sligo next week. So Sligo, once again, is the centre of this national traditional Irish music celebration. Bartley Gavin joins us. And Bartley, of course, one of the driving forces in bringing the Fla to Sligo in 2014 and 15, and deeply involved again this year with Fla Fest. Bartley, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Well, Fla Fest is forced upon the organisers, but what is it exactly and what can we expect?
Well, it's a reduced version of Fla Cilna na hÉireann. So it has the gig rig in the normal way, only that the gig rig is in the Peace Park. It's not out in the public realm and it's not where people can just walk to it and not be there in an organised fashion. So it's in the Peace Park, and the Peace Park, for anybody who knows it, is a really beautiful place, really well kept by Sligo Social Services. And so the gig rig has been set up there. And as you said, there are actually six performances now. There are the five concerts that you mentioned, and then on Thursday night we have a cross-border collaboration between Northern musicians, Ulster Scots musicians, and our own musicians. So that'll be a very good night as well.
So these are live music performances. Yeah. You people can purchase tickets, can they, to attend?
You can purchase tickets, yeah. So we set up the festival. We set up the festival on the basis that it would be virtual, but if COVID, the situation with COVID improved as the year went on, that we'd have a live audience. So everything there is live streamed, but there is also provision for a live audience, and it's all you know, well orchestrated and COVID protected against COVID. So, for example, if you were to book two tickets or whatever, you'll get your own pod. You'll be dedicated a pod. The pod is fenced off, and people will be expected to wear a mask if you're moving about. But when you're in your pod, you need not wear a mask.
Right. Okay. So you can actually attend the live events or access it virtually as well.
So
we know the interest the Fla has. Not every year, but I remember the years it was in Sligo. I mean, the interest there was worldwide was just phenomenal, wasn't
it? Well, that's it. There's a huge interest in traditional music and there's a huge interest in traditional culture. And I suppose that's the real value of this year's Fla. It's an opportunity to use the Fla to promote Sligo internationally. And interesting enough now, Fáilte Ireland, who are funding few enough festivals this year, because there are few enough festivals, but Fla Cilna na hÉireann is one of the ones that they are funding, because they see the potential to market Ireland and market Sligo to the broader world.
Yes. So will there be competitions as part of this?
Competitions, as you know, then the Fla normally has, or the mainstay of the Fla is competitions. So there are competitions again this year. Again, they're reduced with about 300 competitors. The competitions are held outdoors, as it were. So they're held in open marquees, so that people aren't required to go indoors. And again, they're really really well orchestrated, so that people don't find themselves close to other people. It has all that the Fla Cilna na hÉireann has, only that there'll be less on the street.
From what you're saying, there's going to be a great atmosphere in Sligo for the next week.
Yeah, there will not, because that's a beautiful place and it's a very intimate place, and we have great acts and they all have a Sligo angle to them.
Yeah.
We've 200 tickets on our website there, and just in the last couple of days we've been organising the park, and we were conservative enough in estimating the 200, but we can actually go above that now, so we will be making additional tickets available. And just on that point now, because we find ourselves now, yesterday we're going to get a bigger capacity in there than what we had estimated, we are going to make 20 tickets available to frontline workers. So we'll make them available to the hospital this morning to distribute amongst their frontline workers, just for us to show our appreciation of what they have done in the last year and more.
Which is a great idea. So there's been a lot of work in this, Bertie. Not quite the same amount of work as organising a FLA proper, but there was a lot. I mean, this was announced a couple of months ago, I remember. So there's been a lot of work involved organising.
There is a lot of work in it. I suppose just anything nowadays is a little bit harder to organise, and of course because everything is live streamed, it's like producing a television programme all the time. I've learned a good deal from it. Everything has to be really well orchestrated and choreographed, whereas the normal gig rig in Stephen Street, you can be less be less organised about it, and there is a lot of work in it. I suppose we've been fundraising there, and the community has been really good. And the authorities, Sligo Leader, Sligo County Council, are really key to the whole thing and have been extremely helpful to us.
Did you have to lobby for this, or was it? I mean, did the experience of hosting the FLA in recent years, did that stand you in good stead? Did the organisers come to Sligo and say, could you do this?
Yeah, well, when Coltas made their decision as to how they were going to deal with the situation they were faced this year, and they made a decision to run FlaFest, they approached a number of venues in the country who had previously hosted Fláithiúil na hÉireann.
Yeah.
And they asked each then to express an interest in it. And then there was a bidding process. And we bid, and quickly enough, then they turned to us.
Right, which is good news. Right, okay. Yeah. So live performances from Sunday. Tickets still available.
Tickets still available, partly. On the website and from the Hawksville.
Right, and the website is?
The website is www.flafest.ie.
Flafest.ie. Yeah. And the live stream will be on that.
And the live stream
platform
will be on that.
Well.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And it's a great opportunity. For local artists as well, because pretty much everyone we have there has a local connection, and it's an opportunity that their industry, as most people realise, has been devastated there in the last couple of years. So it's a good opportunity for people to support them too and give a little bit to them in a time of need, as it were.
Yeah.
Now, and just separate from that, then, Niall, I should also say that in the previous FLAs, we had a great cultural programme that Martin Inright had run. So Martin has continued to do that programme now. A good deal of that is, or pretty much all of that, is live streamed as well. But if you just look up on the website, you'll get details of that. But Martin has some really interesting stuff, as only Martin can put together.
Absolutely. Yeah.